Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing. That's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Pennsylvania Federation of Teachers, Local 400, and the Pennsylvania State Education Association. We appreciate their support. Joining us by phone, we've got Gregory Sandena. He is with the American or the Asian Pacific American Labor Alliance, or APALA. Greg, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me, Charles.
Greg, it's always a pleasure, man. We appreciate it. And first off, tell us a little bit about APALA, what you guys do, and who you're doing it with.
Absolutely. So APALA, as you mentioned, is the Asian Pacific American Labor Alliance. We are a constituency group of the AFL-CIO and work with the Asian American Pacific Islander community on worker, immigrant, and civil rights issues.
And you are one of a number of different affiliate organizations within the AFL-CIO, representing a myriad of different interests and making sure that everybody's well spoken for. We appreciate what you guys do.
Thank you.
Greg, you guys have got some stuff going on. You're gearing up for elections. You're putting people into training, getting ready to get them out into the street. I understand that everybody associated with you are all paid protesters and get paid $1,500 a day to come out and do that, right?
I think it's really funny, and it would be interesting if we actually got paid for this work, but, you know, but I think there's so many attacks that people are feeling so compelled to take action, even without getting paid, and we're really seeing that on the ground as we've been doing organizing institutes and direct action trainings and a variety of other trainings these last couple of months, and people have really been coming out in full force. In particular, this last weekend, APALA was part of a convening called Grassroots Asians Rising, which had local grassroots organizations from all across the country who worked on a variety of issues, from the environment to workers' rights to healthcare, education, criminal justice. And it was exciting to be in that space where we were really able to talk about the intersections of racial justice and economic justice and the importance of the union difference, and, you know, to really help people connect that, you know, I believe anyways that there's going to be upcoming legislation on right to work and more ways to try to decrease our voice and power in the workplace. And
right.
So to really keep, you know, to encourage folks to keep a pulse on what's going on, and that, you know, that I imagine it's going to be coming sooner than later.
You know what, Greg, I have come to the conclusion that the vast majority of us, us poor working stiffs that are out here, it doesn't matter if we're left of the aisle, right of the aisle, down the middle, or we've got some other flavor of politics in mind. We all pretty much have common things that we're looking to do. You know, we want a decent job and a roof over our head, and we want to be able to send our kids off to college and all those wonderful things and retire with dignity. We may or may not have different ideas on how we get there. And we may or may not have one thing that we're pretty adamant about, but when it's all said and done, the more we're talking, the more we're willing to work together, and the more we're willing to, you know, come up with ways of doing away with hatred and bigotry and so on and so forth. And, you know, I got to hand it to you, man. You guys with APALA are getting out there and you're talking to people. And you're getting it done. And because of that, we're all better off for it.
I really appreciate that. I think this is we are living in a unique political time. There, I think, is a lot of different opportunities for folks to get engaged and get involved. And, you know, as you alluded to, we are continuing our efforts even around civic engagement. We're going to be running a program in Virginia and working with our both labor and community partners, and are really going to be building towards our upcoming convention. August 17th through 20th is our next convention, celebrating our 25th year anniversary. And the board just voted on the theme, which is 25 years of resistance. So we have been an organization that was built on resisting and looks forward to continuing this administration and any other policies that really hurt our community.
Yeah, absolutely. Where are you guys having your convention?
Great question. It's going to be in Anaheim, California, at the Hilton Anaheim. and so we're going to be headed to the West Coast, and we encourage folks to visit our website, www.apalanet.org. For more information, we're going to be uploading more information in the coming weeks, but we encourage folks to join us.
Yeah, and Greg, here's what I'm going to say is, you know, you really need to have a lot of radio coverage, and I will put together a team, and we'll wait for the airline tickets and hotel rooms.
Well, we'll definitely look into that.
Okay. I was pulling your chain, but you bit. So I'll reach out, and we'll talk about that here later on. But no, but seriously, Greg, this is a great thing, and you know, I got to tell you that my goodness, it's now is the time, and you know, if we can put people from Apala and people from the vets organizations and people from the Latinos and the African American organizations and the AFL-CIO and the Change to Win unions and independent unions, and like they're doing down in Kentucky. My God, Bill Londrigan says, hey, we're having a union rally at half the damn community shows up. Mm-hmm. You know, all those people that aren't quite yet union, but understand that the unions are fighting for their benefit, they're showing up too. You know, I got to tell you, man, these are exciting times that we are in.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, Greg. And it's always a pleasure, brother. If there's anything that we can do to help you guys, you let us know. One more time, how do we find out more about Apala?
Yes, thank you. So you can visit our website at www.apalanet.org, or you can also find us on social media, Twitter, and Facebook and Instagram at Apala National.
There you go. We appreciate it, man. Keep up the great work. Let us know how we can help, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, Greg. Thanks a lot. Gregory Sandana with Apala. You know, I got to tell you, folks, lots of great things going on all over the country. Obviously, Greg is at least a couple years younger than I am. Great guy out there doing a lot of great work. All are welcome. Labor has a really big tent, and everybody has a voice. That's a wonderful thing about it. Meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.